Let's talk now a little bit about gastric cancer and really the issue of sequencing of agents in metastatic disease. So one question, David, we asked to the audience was, in general, what line of therapy are they using PD-1 inhibitors in patients who are clinically stable, HER2 negative, and microsatellite stable? And the majority of the audience says third line. David, you agree?
Yeah, I think for adenocarcinoma, we have really viable first and second line treatments. The standard in the US now really is FOLFOX first line treatment. Standard second line is paclitaxel ramucirumab. And third line, we're dealing with irinotecan, which has 5% or less benefits. CPS greater than or equal to 1, we see responses in about 15% of patients. And encouraging one-year survival, and based on that subset from the large KEYNOTE expansion cohort, pembrolizumab was approved in patients beyond second-line treatment. So I'm not sure that the activity, it depends on the cut point, but for CPS1, 15% response rate is probably going to be inferior to a 30% response rate that we see with PAC-RAM, and I think my practice would be to give the drug third-line in a microsatellite stable CPS1 patient.
So, Peter, one other thing we asked the audience was the patient, and you can comment on the MSI stable patient also, Peter, but MSI high. And first of all, Peter, what fraction of patients with metastatic gastroesophageal adenocarcinoma are MSI high?
Unfortunately, they're relatively rare. And I think that the best average is probably about 3%. 2 to 5% I've seen, but 3% is probably a good estimate. And it seems to be that, quite honestly, that the more advanced patients seem to have a lower chance of being MSI high. So you probably would see a higher rate in patients who have localized disease.
So same thing as with colon, basically.
Yeah.
What about the issue, though, if you do have an MSI high patient with gastric cancer, what line therapy? The audience says now they're saying second line, and actually a quarter of the audience says first line. David, I don't know how often you see patients like that, but what do you think about?
Yeah, well, to emphasize Peter's point, this is a rare subset, and certainly for esophageal adenocarcinoma, it's less than 1%. These patients are often quite symptomatic with dysphagia and GI complaints, and even though, in MSI-high patients, the expectation is a response rate between 40 to 60%, sometimes that can be more delayed, and I think I'm a little reluctant to walk away from chemotherapy first line in a symptomatic patient where you often see improvements in symptoms, for example, dysphagia relief in 70% of patients getting a regimen like FOLFOX. But I think I support a second line approach because when you're talking about a 40 to 70% response rate, that's better than paclitaxel ramucirumab. And of course, the responses are quite durable often with pembrolizumab. So I would vote for second line treatment in an MSI high patient. First line, again, it really depends on the disease burden. It's defensible with a high response rate and duration of response, but again, it's not 100% response rate.
So Peter, again, comes up in a number of different cancers, the older patient, the very elderly patient, the patient really that you don't want to give chemotherapy. I can think, for example, in bladder cancer, these patients are considered for checkpoint inhibitors up front. Do you ever think about that in a frail, very older patient?
Who's MSI high?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I certainly, in a patient who would insist to me that where I'm worried that they'll tolerate chemotherapy, I would have no concern about giving a checkpoint inhibitor in front line. It's just that, as David is saying, it's sort of like the difference between a sports car and a bus, right? The FOLFOX regimen, it's going to take care of most of the patients. With pembrolizumab or with nivolumab, you basically can get a dramatic response, but you can also get rapid progressors. There can be rare toxicities. So I think that I feel more comfortable in second line, and I agree with David that for now at least, I would prefer doing it that way.
I'm not clear though, is the checkpoint inhibitor the sports car or the
checkpoint inhibitor is the sports car, yes.
Okay, good.
FOLFOX is the bus.